As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here's that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well. Oracle phone seems to still be trying to call. Curious. Only the host can hang up on that, huh? We might be on air. We might not be on air. This doesn't improve rather quickly. We're going to drop this and try it again. Not liking this new system here. Trying to figure things out, folks. If you're listening this morning, just kind of bear with. We're trying to get through the bottom of this connection snafu. We'll just stop this one right here and try that again. Why not? I'm live. Well, I'm live, Mike tells me. I'm still seeing an Oracle phones trying to ring in the background, and I've been hearing the Oracle phones ringing in my ear. So with all of that said, let's go over to here, and we'll just go ahead and start this broadcast off tardily, as we sometimes do. You're listening to the live Friday, December the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, trying to work our way through this little systems revision that I've been having here. Lost out my main computer the other day, so I'm running off of a laptop using a headset. Doesn't really bode well. I'm not one for changing things midstream, and I've been running broadcasts now for the last 18 months using a pretty foolproof and reliable system for freedom. Nevertheless, we've got a few minutes to go in this first segment, and if I can hear the music, then I'll know that we've got something, and then we'll probably try and reconnect again. We may not be able to take any phone calls, which kind of upsets what I had in mind for today, but nevertheless, we'll just keep proceeding through this. As you know, we do market reports here every morning, and we might get to that as well, but I'm going to wait until I hear the music, so we're just going to talk through this first break, another minute or so before we go off air to the break, and when I hear that music, then I'll know that everything at least is somewhat in order. I'm kind of, I'll just say it this way. Of all the people I ever fired to fire in my life, and I've been a manager quite often, I've almost always fired people before 10 o'clock in the morning. I like to get it over with. Sometimes I have to fire myself, sometimes I fire others. But I'm not liking this new system that I've got set up here for myself, and I might just have to fire myself today. So this is not the time of day to test me or toy with me. I usually will go right for the jugular. But anyway, here we go. Here's some music coming. Sounds like things are at least partially operative, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, December the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Looks to me like we might have gotten through some of the technical difficulties. We come to you live, or at least we strive to do that, Monday through Friday. I've never missed a beat, but the computers seem to be always standing in my way. We could fire the whole bunch of this cyborg technology and just go back to analog. It would be great for me. At least you know when you switch the switch on that things are working. But anyway, we're coming to you live right here on Friday morning, December the 10th, on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I'll dispense with the rest of the pleasantries. Let's get into that market report, put it behind us for today. Friday, December the 11th, 2009, active trading New York City out of New York City is 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Maybe I can use this as a little crib note thing to get me back in the mood of broadcasting. We find gold was up $3.40, but folks, if you're watching on the Kitco.com website this morning, you can see that although gold was up quite a bit earlier, it was running up in the neighborhood of $1,140. They came in and they hammered it down just as soon as it came onto the COMEX, just as soon as it came into New York. It was doing fine all night in Asian trading, but there is a decided effort being made by the United States government, and I could almost take that one to the bank, to keep the price of gold down and to artificially buoy up the U.S. dollar index. Of course, in a failed economy like the one that we have, this sort of stuff just adds fuel to the fire. If it wasn't bad enough to have to suffer what we're hearing coming out of Copenhagen and the stuff that comes out of Washington, the district of criminals, the city of the scum, if you will, you know, to have them messing with the marketplace as well is just a little more than I can tolerate sometimes. But we found gold trading up $3.40 at $1,133.20 an ounce. Silver was up a penny at $17.36 a troy ounce. Platinum was up $6 at $14.29, and palladium was up was flat at that time at $364 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, that low was set early this morning. I watched it happening. Looked like the exchange traded funds, the ETFs, came in and they were just doing what they call a waterfall. It's like all of a sudden you're way up at 140 and then it just takes this precipitous straight line drop, maybe just one or two little jigs and jogs in the line. But basically there were big hands with big pockets coming in and selling massively on the market to drive it down. That indicates to me probably the SPDR Gold Trust is being used to do that, because ostensibly they've got well over 1,000 ounces of gold that they can buy and sell on the market. Whether that's true or not is to be determined. Anyway, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,131.30 for the low, $1,143 for a high, and at $1,133.20, try as they might, your gold is still up $312.80 year to year. So you're not doing too bad. You're looking at about a 38.16% return on your investment, no matter what the Fed says. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,140. And you can see that we're trading just a little bit below that now. But certainly, and that move was not, you know, precipitous by any means, but it's a $10 move in gold downwards this morning. The NASDAQ, the Dow, and the S&P, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 69 yesterday, closing at 10,406. The NASDAQ closed at 2191, up 7.13, and the S&P closed 1102, up 6.5 almost. So that's that. The crude oil this morning, the light sweet crude, that was 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, up 54 cents, trades at 71.08. In the foreign exchange markets, we see the Canadian dollar trades at 95 cents. It's moved up just a fuzzy bit. The Mexican peso still at 8 cents. The euro, $1.47. The British pound, $1.63. And that Swiss franc is at 97 cents U.S. The bond market, the yield this morning on the 2-year bond was shown as 0.81%. The 10-year is running at 3.53. The 30-year is running at 4.52. The mortgage market's moving down again, as we have been, from 4.64 a month ago, 4.64%. The mortgage on a 15-year mortgage is running at 4.55%. The 30-year moves down from 5.06% a month ago to 5.01. So even though we thought we'd got a bottom in the mortgage market earlier, we can see that it's moving back the other way. Let me get a sip of coffee here. Excuse me. Kind of got a tickle in my throat. I got a tickle in my throat and I got a burr in my bonnet. I don't like things that don't work well for me. Anyway, not a lot of news out there today. Actually, there's lots of news, and I'm sure you're going to hear plenty about it. No doubt about that. But let me go here, click on this. I'm trying something completely new to me anyway. What I am doing is using only the computer screen for the technical stuff. Ordinarily, I print everything out and have it all in front of me. But I'm trying to just take advantage of this depression in my studio with the absence of the main computer and learn a little bit about running remote, if you will. How do you take your laptop and a headset and go off to a hotel with an internet connection and do a broadcast? Can I go to a conference, attend a conference, take my laptop in, plug up somehow with Wi-Fi or otherwise, and do a live remote from a conference? Could I do that from a meeting? So we'll play around with this and see if we can figure it out. nevertheless, just kind of jumping around from thing to thing here. One piece of news only that I'm going to talk about, and this is just briefly. This is out of Copenhagen, of course, off of Bloomberg. Kip Chipman and Jeremy Van Loon writes this. They say nations around the world must reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50% by mid-century under a draft proposal being debated by 192 countries in Copenhagen. There's not a lot of news here, but they're talking about this now at least by 50%. The plan, obtained by Bloomberg News, says the nations should collectively reduce the heat-trapping pollution that many scientists say, that's your experts say again, could lead to catastrophic climate change between 50% and 95% from the 1990 levels. What do they want us to do, folks? I'm asking you, what do they want us to do? Just go ahead and roll the carpet up, let's roll up the sidewalks, you know, burn our houses to the ground. You know, drift around in yurts and wiki-ups and teepees. These guys are out of their mind. I mean, we've got them all in one place. Wouldn't this be an ideal opportunity to just go ahead and liquidate the green movement right now? They're in Copenhagen. Could we bring in the UN peacekeeping troops? Maybe we've got to send in the Marines, huh? These guys ought to be just, you know, just going ahead. They don't like people anyway. They want to control us. They want to kill us, you know, so let's just go ahead and help it out, you know, get it started right there in Copenhagen, get rid of this whole bunch. I think it would be a good place to start. The draft leaves long-term financing, or how much rich nations should pay poor ones to deal with global warming, to be dealt with later. In other words, you know, they always say that the devil is in the details. The financing is being left to later. They don't have any idea. They're just, you know, laying out another one of these collectivist pipe dream utopias. Well, anyway, I can hear the music. We'll be back in three. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% 20% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned, and going back to this article just very briefly, I'm certainly not going to spend much time on this. Like I said in the beginning, if you want to get cross with me before 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, it's really a good time to go to war. I have a very limited amount of patience for insanity, for stupidity and things like that, having dealt with it most all of my life, and there's certainly nothing more than stupidity coming out of this Copenhagen 15. They talk about the draft. This is this draft plan leaves long-term financing or how much rich nations should pay poor ones to deal with global warming to be dealt with later. How much rich nations should pay poor ones? I'm just trying to do everything I can to keep my mouth clean. I'll tell you, I wanted to scrub this stuff out of my mind. How much rich nation should pay poor none? Are we a rich nation? Do you feel rich today, folks? Did you wake up this morning feeling, you know, just ebullient and overflowing with abundance? Did you wake up this morning with some charitable goal on your heart? Did you wake up feeling in a humanitarian mood? You know? I don't know. Maybe there are people out there that are just living in the lap of luxury. Maybe they've just got overflowing abundance all over themselves. Maybe they feel as though they owe every brown and down across the entire globe something. I don't know. But it just doesn't set right with me to use this kind of language and then to use it publicly to actually write about it, how much rich nations should pay poor ones. You know, like I said, I'm really having to keep a bridle on the old tongue this morning. Rein it in, pull it up tight. Well, I'm going to let that go for right now. We've got other things on my mind to talk about. Let's see if I can go over here and hit that one. Go over here and go back to the index. It seems that the telephone's going to be all right, so we won't have to jump back and forth. We'll go to the phone call center, and we'll take a look at the show clock. All right, we've got 7 minutes. I don't know how many of you have ever taken the time to read Morals and Dogma. I have a copy of it here in front of me, hardbound copy. It was given to me by a friend of mine, son of a 32nd degree Mason. This was basically given to this particular person, whose name I'll just not mention. But on the 21st of April of 1936, it was from the Yakima Lodge of Perfection. The Yakima, Washington, Lodge of Perfection, and it was presented to this individual on the 21st day of April of 1936. And they have a photograph here of the interior of the lodge, interior of the Masonic Temple in Yakima, Washington, from the east, where Scottish Rite degrees are to be exemplified. Anyway, it's quite an ornate interior, to be sure. I would imagine that one of the reasons why they like to make sure they have no windows looking in is so that nobody can see how much money the Lodge brothers have spent on their interior decorations, setting up their little satanic worship center. Anyway, some people would say that's foolishness. Well, they don't worship Lucifer. I would disagree. But anyway, this is Morals and Dogma of the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. It was prepared for the Supreme Council of the 33rd Degree for the Southern Jurisdiction of the United States and published by its authority out of Charleston, South Carolina, most likely. And it was entered according to the Act of Congress in the year of 1871 by Albert Pike in the Office of the Libraries of Congress at Washington. entered according to the Acts of Congress again in the year of 1906 by the Supreme Council of the Southern Jurisdiction, AASRUSA, and this is all of the stuff from the front, and then it was reprinted out of Richmond, Virginia, in October of 1927. So you see, we're dealing with a rather antique, hardbound copy of Morals and Dogma. And this is the 24th degree, the Prince of the Tabernacle. I just thought I'd give you a little bit out of this morning. Your calls are certainly welcome throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Or if you're in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014, and we'll try and bring you live on the air. Let's see, test all the systems out here running on the little laptop as I am. Again, Prince of the Tabernacle. This is the 24th chapter, or the 24th degree of Freemasonry, I would suppose. The symbols, it begins, and listen carefully, folks, this is the stuff. This is the stuff that these people actually study and memorize and take to heart, and they bring with them to Washington, D.C., and they bring them into your county courthouse, and they bring them into your town hall. These creatures are floating all over Southwest Missouri, and I'm sure they're floating all around a town near you. But the Prince of the Tabernacle. Symbols, the author right here, Albert Pike, writes, symbols were the almost universal language of ancient theology. They were the most obvious method of instruction, for like nature herself, they address the understanding through the eye. And the most ancient expressions denoting communications of religious knowledge signify ocular exhibition. In other words, things one can see with the eye. The first teachers of mankind borrowed this method of instruction, and it comprised an endless store of pregnant hieroglyphics. These lessons of the olden time were the riddles of the Sphinx, tempting the curious by their quaintness, but involving the personal risk of the adventurous interpreter. A quote, the gods themselves, close quote, it was said, quote, disclose their intentions to the wise, but to fools their teaching is unintelligible, close quote. And the king of the Delphic Oracle was said not to declare, nor on the other hand to conceal, but emphatically to intimate or signify. The ancient sages, both barbarian and Greek, involved their meaning in similar indirections and enigmas. Their lessons were conveyed either in visible symbols or in those, quote, parables and dark sayings of old, close quote, which the Israelites considered it a sacred duty to hand down unchanged to successive generations. The explanatory tokens employed by man, whether emblematic objects or actions, symbols or mystic ceremonies, were like the mystic signs and portents, either in dreams or by the wayside, supposed to be significant of the intentions of the gods. Both required the aid of anxious thought and skillful interpretation. It was only by a correct appreciation of analogous problems of nature that the will of heaven could be understood by the diviner, or the lessons of wisdom become manifest to the sage. So starts this chapter. The Prince of Tabernacles, out of Morals and Dogma. Continuing, he says, the mysteries were a series of symbols, and what was spoken there consisted wholly of accessory explanations of the act or image, sacred commentaries, explanatory of established symbols, with little of those independent traditions embodying physical or moral speculation, in which the elements or planets were the actors, and the creation and revolutions of the world. Symbolical instruction and the ancient views of the relation between the human and divine received dramatic forms. The man writes well, does he not? Albert Pike. He writes very well. He writes at a time when people wrote like this typically. a time before the television, a time before the radio. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. It's Friday, kind of open lines, open minds Friday, going through a little bit of Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma. We're going to talk a little bit about Masonry this morning. This is out of another book. We'll leave off with Albert Pike and come back to him in a moment. This is titled The Masonic Monitor of the Degrees of Entered Apprentice, Fellow Craft, and Master Mason. It's a glossy page but compact, hardbound edition. This is right out of the lodge, by the way. This is the kind of a thing the brothers would carry to the lodge in their pocket, perhaps. But it says, Masonic Monitor, again, of the Degrees of Entered Apprentice, Fellow Craft, and Master Mason, together with the ceremony of receiving visitors, instituting and constituting lodges, installation, laying the cornerstones, dedications, Masonic burials, and the Lodge of Sorrows. It's adopted by the most worshipful Grand Lodge, Free and Accepted Masons of Arkansas, November the 16th, 1954, this being the second edition, as authorized by the Most Worshipful Grand Lodge at its annual communication, December the 19th through the 20th of 1957, and that starts off with a test oath. I do solemnly swear that I've been regularly initiated, passed, and raised to the sublime degree of Master Mason in a legally constituted lodge of the free and accepted Masons, that I am not suspended or expelled, nor do I know of any just cause why I should not hold Masonic communication, so help me God. And that's the test oath. If you're a visitor, that's the first place to begin. And then, at a stated meeting, this is opening the lodge, if there are seven brethren present, they must open up from the EA degree. This is a large, so they have a lot of acronyms, but they don't say everything out, so you have to know all of this stuff in advance, and I don't have it memorized. But they must open from the FC degree, but if only three, they must open on the MM degree, and they cannot do anything in the EA or the FC degree. At a special communication, the lodge may be opened on the degree only in which work is to be done. Lodges are opened and not in a degree, but in going from one degree to another, labor is dispensed with and resumed in the degree and not on, and so on and so forth. Okay? Then it goes on and it talks about an opening ceremony. They always start with a prayer. Here's their prayer, opening ceremony, the opening prayer. They have several to choose from. In this book, they have two. But here's how they open the lodge, opening ceremony, the opening prayer. They go, Most Holy and Glorious Lord God, capital L, capital G, so far so good, I guess. The great architect of the universe. So here now we're going to invoke the great architect. The giver of all good gifts and graces, exclamation point. In thy name, capital T, in thy name we have assembled, and in thy name we desire to proceed in all our doings. Grant that the sublime principles of Freemasonry may so subdue every discordant passion within us, so harmonize and enrich our hearts with thine own love and goodness, that the lodge, capital L, at this time may humbly reflect that order and beauty which reign forever before thy throne. Amen. Amen Hotep, or whoever they're amening to. And here's the response from the audience or the brothers. So mote it be. Well, so mote it be. And then they go on and they talk about how to close the lodge as well. But they do have... They do have a series of symbols here, and they show them, and one of them is the apron, and it says, Trust in God. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Read the 133rd Psalm. And then they have a picture of the Holy Bible, and open on, placed on the Holy Bible in the pages that are open, which would be Genesis 1, 1 through 3. They have a compass and square. Very interesting. And again, it's basically the compass and the square placed like this is just simply two triangles interlocked, as above, so below. It also forms the Mogen David on the Israeli flag and on the Rothschild's shield. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And as you know, the Masons are always asking for more light. More light. Here's the three great lights, another symbol in the lodge. The three great lights in Masonry are the Holy Bible, the square, and compasses, and are thus explained. The Holy Bible is given us as the rule and guide for our faith and practice. the square to square our actions, and compasses to circumscribe our desires, and keep our passions in due bounds with all mankind, especially the brethren, lowercase b. The three lesser lights. The three lesser lights are the sun, moon, and master of the lodge, and thus are explained. As the sun rules the day and the moon governs the night, so should the worshipful master, with equal regularity, endeavor to rule and govern his lodge, the representatives of the three lesser lights. The representatives of the three lesser lights are three burning tapers placed in a triangular form about the altar. Now we talk a little bit about the apron that they wear. And of course, the apron is a square. It actually looks like a rectangle. A rectangle with an equilateral. No, it's a right angle. No, it's not even. It's an equilateral triangle. It actually looks like a 45-degree triangle there, actually. 45 on both sides. Yeah, it would be equilateral triangle. Can't remember correctly the way to say that. But anyway, you can think of it as a little house. And then they just fold that pointed triangle down, and it's bound around the waist with a string. And so, the lambskin, or white leather apron, is an emblem of innocence, with the and the badge of a mason. More ancient than the golden fleece, more honorable than the star and the garter, or any other order that can be conferred upon you at this or any future period by king, prince, or potentate. That garter is kind of a giveaway there. I'll just have to say that again. I read this stuff from time to time, folks. The lambskin or white leather apron is an emblem of innocence and the badge of a mason. More ancient than the golden fleece, more honorable than the star and garter, or any other order that can be conferred upon you at this or any future period by king, prince, or potentate, or any other person except he be a mason in the body of a lodge. It may be that in coming years upon your head may rest the laurel wreaths of victory. Pendant from your breast may hang jewels fit to grace the diadem of an eastern potentate. Nay, more than these, with light added to the coming light, your ambitious feet may tread round after round of the ladder that leads to the fame in our mystic circle. And even the purple of the fraternity may rest upon your honored shoulders. But never again, from mortal hands, shall any badge so emblematic of purity be conferred upon you as this which I now bestow. It is yours, yours to wear throughout an honorable life, and at your death, if you are a master mason, to be deposited on the coffin which shall enclose your lifeless remains, and with them laid in the grave. Excuse me again. Let its pure and spotless surface be to you an ever-present reminder of, quote, purity of life and rectitude of conduct, close quote. A never-ending argument for nobler deeds, for higher thoughts, for greater achievements. And when at last your weary feet shall have come to the end of life's toilsome journey, and from your nervous grasp shall drop forever the working tools of life, may the record of your life and actions be as pure and spotless as this fair emblem which I place in your hands. And when your trembling soul shall stand naked and alone before the great white throne, well, you get the idea. We'll be back, brothers, and continue Lodge Time.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again, and certainly there's much to discover in all of this material. Wait for that music to die down. I don't know whether I can compete with it. Okay, there, it's gone now. All right. So there's certainly much to discover in all of this material to give us a little bit of an insight. You know, when you go out and about and you're becoming vocal local, you're talking with the people, let's say at your town hall or, you know, down at the county courthouse or your assessor's office or any of these various and sundry places, you never know when you're talking to a Mason. And they have been schooled and they have been grilled and all of this stuff. And as I've shared with you in the past, we have many functioning lodges here. They just recently did the 139th annual, I suppose, installation of officers at the local lodge outside of Cassville, Missouri. So they're all over the place in the center states and in many other places as well, certainly in Seattle. When I had the opportunity, if you want to consider it that, I do, of spending an afternoon with Jane Fonda back in the early 70s. She was and Tom Hayden were going to have a rally the following evening at the Masonic Lodge on Pike and Broadway in Seattle. And so I picked her up. I don't recall whether I picked her up from the airport or whether I got her from the Olympic Hotel after she came into town from the airport on the bus, perhaps. The airporter, they call it. But anyway, we spent the afternoon together inside the darkened lodge. And so it was at that time that I got to know her a little bit and found out about communism and was introduced to the Communist Manifesto. She encouraged that I get a copy, which I did. But that time period was spent in that lodge, and of course, I've been back into that lodge on numerous occasions to concerts. I heard B.B. King there, Muddy Waters, other great artists in the lodge. So you never know when you're going to run across a Mason or find yourself in a lodge. You might want to take note of some of this stuff. But again, in regards to their little lambskin that they don't wear around in public too much, usually, unless their other brethren are with them, it's usually reserved for lodge attire, I think, or I don't know. Never been to a home party of the Masons. Maybe they wear their spotless little lambskin in other places. But continuing, it says, "And when at last your weary feet shall have come to the end of life's toilsome journey, and from your nerveless grasp shall drop forever the working tools of life," of course, that's your compass, your square, and your hammer, "may the record of your life and actions be as pure and spotless as this fair emblem which I place in your hands. And again, when your trembling soul shall stand naked and alone before the great white throne, there to receive judgment for the deeds you've done while here in the body, may it be your portion to hear from him who sitteth as the judge supreme the welcome words, 'Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.' My brother, I trust that you will wear this apron with pleasure to yourself and honor to the fraternity." And then it goes on and it talks about these working tools. "The working tools of an entered apprentice mason are the 24-inch gauge and the common gavel." They don't call it a hammer, they call it a gavel. "The 24-inch gauge is an instrument used by operative masons to measure and lay out their work. But we, as free and accepted masons, are taught to use it for the more noble and glorious purpose of dividing our time. It being divided into 24 equal parts, it is emblematical of the 24 hours of the day, which we are taught to divide into three equal parts, whereby are found 8 hours for the service of God and a distressed worthy brother, 8 for our usual vocations, and 8 for refreshment and sleep. The common gavel is an instrument used by operative masons to break off the corners of rough stones, the better to fit them for the builder's use. But we, as free and accepted masons, are taught to use it for the more noble and glorious purpose of divesting our hearts and consciences of all the vices and superfluities of life, thereby fitting us for that spiritual building, that house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Well, there's more to that than that. You know, so often the Masons originally were just common men from common vocations and backgrounds. Some were literate, some were not. Some joined and entered into these fraternities to build themselves up in stature and standing and understanding, and they came to these lodges like a clean slate, ready to be molded by the Mason's hands. Here's a little bit about that. "Grammar teaches the proper arrangement of words according to the dialect of any particular people, and that excellency of pronunciations which enables us to speak or write a language with accuracy, agreeably to reason and correct usage. Rhetoric teaches us to speak fluently on any subject, not merely with propriety alone, but with all the advantage of force and elegance, wisely contriving to captivate the hearer by strength of argument and beauty of expression, whether it be to entreat or exhort, to admonish or applaud." You see a certain amount of rhetoric and grammar used on the floor of Congress and in behind the bar in your other lodge that they call justice, the houses of justice, right? Your courtrooms. Logic, it continues here, teaches us to guide our reason in the general knowledge of things and directs our inquiries after truth. It consists of a regular train of argument whence we infer, deduce, and conclude according to certain premises laid down, admitted, or granted. And in it are employed the faculties or facilities of conceiving, judging, reasoning, and disposing, all of which are naturally led on from one gradation to another till the point in question is finally determined. This science ought to be cultivated as the foundation or the groundwork of our inquiries, particularly in the pursuit of those sublime principles which claim our attention as masons. Arithmetic, this is the school, if you will, the school of masonry. And you'll find much of this in the writings as well as John Stuart Mill and many others. These are the foundations of education. Don't take the liberty from the people. Educate their ignorance in masonry. Arithmetic. Arithmetic teaches the powers and properties of numbers. All the works of the Almighty are made in number, weight, and measure. Therefore, we should understand them and be thereby led to a more comprehensive knowledge of our great Creator, capital C, and the works of creation, lowercase c. Geometry. Geometry treats of the powers and properties of magnitudes in general, where length, breadth, and thickness are considered. Music. Music teaches the art of forming concord so as to compose delightful harmony. It is that elevated science which affects the passions by sound. There are few who have not felt its charms and acknowledged its expressions to be intelligible to the heart. It is a language of delightful sensations, far more eloquent than words. It breathes to the ear the clearest intimations. It touches and gently agitates the agreeable and sublime passions. It wraps us in a melancholy and elevates us in joy. It dissolves and inflames. It melts us in tenderness and excites us to war. This science is truly congenial to the nature of man, for by its powerful charms, the most discordant passions may be harmonized and brought into perfect unison. But it never sounds with such seraphic harmony as when employed in singing hymns of gratitude to the Creator of the universe. And, of course, Condoleezza Rice played her piano for the Queen. Astronomy. Astronomy is that sublime science by which we are taught to read the wisdom, strength, and beauty of the, capital A, Almighty, capital C, Creator, in those sacred pages, the celestial hemisphere. Assisted by astronomy, we ascertain the laws which govern the heavenly bodies and by which their motions are directed, investigate the powers by which they circulate in their orbs, discover their size, determine their distance, explain their various phenomena, and correct the fallacy of the senses by the light of truth. And it continues. We'll pick it up on the other side, go back into a little bit of morals and dogma, and then perhaps into central banking. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, December the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Working off of a laptop with a headset today in lieu of the ordinary broadcast out of the my fantastic little studio that has been created here for doing radio. Anyway, working at a definite disadvantage in all of this. But with that having been said, let's go over here. We've got caller Brian coming in from Arizona. Let's see how it goes taking a call. Let's see if I can bring him up. Come on. Click and come in. And it's not wanting to do that,
Brian. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, Oracle had some kind of a board link where people could get on and inform other people as to where all of the local growers meet. Like, we have growers of crops that meet at a park every day here in Phoenix at 32nd and Cactus. And you can buy local vegetables and all types of things. I mean, besides the vegetables you meet when you're out in the world, when you talk to them about the New World Order, you can get your edible vegetables at 32nd Cactus. And if everybody stays away from Wally World and these commercial places, except to buy the cheapest ammo and guns in the world, we could, that's one little way we could help bring down this Codex Alimentarius garbage.
Well, there is some discussion, Brian, about that. I came across a group here in southwest Missouri. Their roots are bad. I'll just say it that way. There's much to be aware of with them. But it's called the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance, and in some regard, that's one of the things they're looking for. But it certainly wouldn't, it shouldn't, or ought not be too difficult to have a posting like that for local farmers markets and co-ops that people could just log into. And that's a good idea. People could just simply, no matter where they are in the United States, they could log on and see if there's one near them.
You know what? It may already be out there, and I bet if you Googled around, you would find it, and you guys could just put a link up on Oracle Broadcasting, and people could, it's probably like a Craigslist type thing of all the organic farmers and where you can go to get the stuff or where they meet up at. Like, we have a thing every Saturday here where everybody goes and gets their vegetables. And I'm sure there's already something out there. I've never really looked for it because I know where to go here. But if it is, Google around, or I'll try to get it and send it to you, and maybe they could put up a link.
Well, there are people in this area as well, Brian, that that have raw milk to sell, and that they also have raw honey from time to time. There are people in the area that I know that have range-fed chicken and things like that, so that you can get fresh eggs, fresh chicken, fresh sheep, you know, all of that mutton, if you will. So that is it's an interesting concept, and I think it would be a good website. It would be very interesting. I'd also like to see on a website like that people who are actually doing homespun garments, blacksmiths out there that are rotting tools, people that are carpenters, for instance, or luthiers. Just as a way for us to communicate one another. I don't think that Craigslist necessarily it would be the answer. That the few times I've been there, Brian, there's so much there that it overwhelms you. But to bring down the focus, I think you've got a good idea. It'd be interesting, and I'm confident that Doug and Lee would consider posting a link to something like that. And certainly Cordy Howell might be able to do that through her website as well.
No, what I said is a Craigslist type of thing, not necessarily Craigslist, but something that works like Craigslist, where you can put the different categories and maybe a barter section, you know, barter for silver, gold, other, you know, things like that. Something on a smaller scale, but works like Craigslist.
Okay, hold it right there. We'll bring you up on the other side. Just stay with me. We'll be back in three, folks.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and once again, our call-in number is 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome this morning as we're playing around with this new system, as Brian in Arizona and Doug in Texas has done. Brian, final thoughts, and then we'll move along to Doug.
Yeah, just a final thought. What got me into the organics was a place called OHI. If you Google it, OHI San Diego Optimum Health Institute. And I saw people with diabetes get off their medications in 5 days with type 2, people with gout that hadn't seen their ankles in 20 years, the gout was gone in 3 days, people getting rid of cancer, people with arthritis in 3 weeks that could move their fingers normally just from raw organic, non-cooked foods, never heated over 115 degrees. And it's amazing what food will do for you. Your body can actually heal itself in most cases.
Have you ever tried hemp powder?
Yes, I have.
I've been using that
too.
Yes, I've been using it for about a year, and I would just I strongly encourage everybody to try that 5 pound bucket that Tom James puts out for themselves. Give it a trot. It's about $100 delivered. But I use a tablespoon of it in with some applesauce or VA juice or something else. Sometimes just sprinkle it on the top of other foods. And I've noticed substantial improvement in my overall physical condition. But one of the things that I found most interesting about it, Brian, was that I have always had a real acidic body because of the way that I eat and the lifestyle that I live. I drink about 3 pots of coffee in a day. But with 1 tablespoon of hemp powder, it brings my pH level up into a very mid-range alkaline state, which is, I guess, supposed to be really good for your health. So with all that, it's interesting. Hey, good comments, Brian.
Yeah.
I appreciate your calling in. I want to move along now, and we'll go ahead and try and bring up Doug in Texas. Let's see if we can do that. And there you go, Doug.
Hey, Will. Great broadcast.
Thank you.
I just wanted to follow up on what I'm saying. A great website called eatwild.org, or it might be .com. Either way, try it out or just Google Eat Wild, and it has listings continentally all over the United States where you can, or state by state, county by county, find different farmers that have everything from organic poultry to grass-fed beef, you name it. But downside is that I've talked to some people in my local area that, you know, go to these farmers markets, and they said that the FDA was going down a lot of these websites and then taking that data and storing it and saying, okay, well, we got organic farmers here. That way, if they put Codex Alimentarius forward, they know who and what type of food they are growing, and it's kind of a double-edged sword because you're also putting that information out there. So I think it's probably just best to look at the local community, look in the local papers, Craigslist, things like that. You'll find people all the time that are, you know, selling their products on the open market and, you know, willing to barter, trade for, you know, eggs, meat, produce, you name it. But, you know, it's great to have resources out there for all the people, but at the same time, those resources can be used against them. And Mike Chambers yesterday was talking about these two little girls, I think it was in Missouri, that they had a sting, and they busted them selling raw organic milk in a parking lot because people, you know, actually, because of the benefits of it, are seeking it out. And it's actually become almost a black market. But it just goes to show you that the FTC and the FDA don't really have anything better to do. You know, there's no real terrorism, so why not chase down little farm girls selling milk?
Well, we have a group here, and it's called the Ozark Property Rights Congress, and now that I know who this Doug in Texas is, good morning, Doug. But anyway, we had a meeting here last week, and one of our local folk came in who is a dairyman. He produces organically raised fresh milk, and they're involved right now in quite a battle here in Missouri to perhaps rectify that problem that you just talked about. There is no jurisdiction for the FDA over this the way that they're doing it, and so hopefully they will triumph in it, and I'll try and give them as much help as I can, but there are lots of people out there, and you're right, Doug. There are a lot of people that have product available, but they do kind of do it as a backdoor deal because they don't want to have to deal with all the regulations.
No, absolutely, yeah, because as soon as you're selling something on the market, you know, the government wants to get in, they want their cut, they want to be able to regulate it, and you have all of these, you know, multinational corporations like Smucker's, ConAgra, Tyson, and the like, that doing everything they can to get the FDA, the FTC, to work on behalf of them, and they lobby them and use them as a strong arm. So anyway, with that being said, Will, great broadcast. Really enjoy it, and it sounds great on this end. So keep up the good work, and have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, thank you. You too. Okay, well, that's Doug Owens, folks. You all know him right here on Oracle Broadcasting Network, the Master Blaster, the man behind the curtain, if you could say so. Anyway, let's go back to this bunch of clowns behind the curtain. I really do enjoy reading this material from the Masons. It gives me an insight as to the mindset of those that you do encounter on the other side of the counter. Those people that are sitting up there with their gavel and they have their lambskin on, at least in their memory, in their minds. It gives you an understanding that when we get involved with those rhetoricians and logicians that are involved in this process, they've had training in the lodge, training that you or I perhaps have not had in our lives, and certainly that works to their advantage, and of course, that moves them up the ladder. And as a fraternity, they work to advance one another within the system. Once again, the idea of becoming vocal local and starting a local voting precinct group or a property rights organization or something like that gives you the opportunity to come together on a regular basis, discuss the globalist agenda, and then plan ways that we can block it locally as this comes into our areas. And so even though it is repugnant to some to group up, there are advantages to doing that, and regularity is the, you know, one of, they say, one of the strong points. If you have made a steady diet of speaking before a group, then when you find yourself in an extemporaneous speaking exposure, you have more confidence to just be able to speak your mind boldly without stuttering, stammering, and all of the other things that oftentimes will creep in. So let's go back and continue a little bit more from Morals and Dogma. This is the big book, folks. This is a section on symbols and symbology. This is chapter 24, The Prince of the Tabernacle, where Albert Pike writes this. He says, there has ever been an intimate alliance between the two systems, the symbolic and the philosophical, in the allegories of the monuments of all ages, in the symbolic writings of the priests of all nations, in the rituals of all secret and mysterious societies. There has been a constant series and an invariable uniformity of principles, which come from an aggregate, vast, imposing, and true, composed of parts that fit harmoniously only there. Be right back.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. and dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we're back right up to our eyeballs in Morals and Dogma, Prince of the Tabernacle, Chapter 24, thinking along the lines of the symbology of the ages, certainly the symbology that has been sowed amongst the fellow craft or the fellow brethren of the lodges. And there are lots of them out there, folks. I think other than the JCs, no two organizations have put more people into positions of office and power and law and other places and finance than these. Definitely many, many Masons around the world. And it's an international organization. There's no doubt about that. And certainly we've read the list here on the broadcast in the past of just a least some of the multitude of these secret societies and fraternal brotherhoods that exist. Not to mention all of the trade unions. They themselves are a bit of a secret society. But again, we're talking about symbology, and so we can say that logical positivism, of course you've heard me speak about positivism in the past, we're talking about the philosophy and the political system and the religion that was set up, brought into existence, called into view by Auguste Comte. Auguste Comte, C-O-M-T-E. If you haven't yet taken the time to look into him, I would recommend that you do. There's a book, one of the best, the most concise and compact, even though it's many pages long, one of the best books I have found on Auguste Comte was written by a woman named Gertrude Lenzer, L-E-N-Z or Z-E-R, Lenzer, Gertrude Lenzer. And as of at least a year ago, she was still alive and teaching, I believe, at Columbia. I haven't contacted her. I once and I've always wanted to have her on air because she did such a good job. But it's Auguste Comte and Positivism by Gertrude Lenzer. In one book, you'll get the majority of his teachings. Of course, if you go up on Alibri Books or there's a couple of others, maybe I can get it during the next break, you can actually get copies of his writings for yourself. Harriet Martineau and Richard Congreve Harriet Martineau was the only translator that was approved of and blessed by Auguste Comte to translate his writing from French to English, and Richard Congreve translated his Catechism of the Positive Religion, or the Universal Religion of Humanity, from French into English. And so there are other ways that we can go with this, but positivism as a scientific application comes in with the logical positivists, and Jules Ayers and Rudolf Carnap and others are names that fall in there. So you can look up Jules Carnap, Rudolf Ayers, yes, Rudolf, A-Y-E-R-S, and Jules, J-U-L-E-S, Carnap, C-A-R-N-A-P, and look into logical positivism. But in logical positivism, language takes on a new dimension, where all of the words are simply symbols in a language game. And so we can understand from these fellow Masons this idea of symbology. It is rather illuminating, to say the least, when we understand that when we're reading from the United Nations documents or documents coming out of COP15 and other places, that there are those who understand language to be nothing more than a game, and that words are used as symbols in that language game. And what someone writes may not be necessarily what they had meant to say. It may not necessarily be what they thought. It may not necessarily be what they felt, but that the word was just a symbol in a language game. And unless you have the meta-language, the language about a language, and certainly there's lots of languages about languages when you study the Masons, the Masonic orders, unless you have access to the meta-language, why do we keep getting that telephone ringing in the background? What is that? I don't know. I don't know, audience. Can you hear the telephone ringing? Rather persistent. Anywho, this meta-language that... Ah, that telephone ringing in the background. I'm nuts. Oh, well, I don't know what that is. Let's see if we can find any... There, it's finally stopped. Thank you. My goodness. How disruptive. Anyhow... Let's go back into morals and dogma again, where he writes, symbolic instruction is recommended by the constant and uniform usage of antiquity, and it has retained its influence throughout all ages as a system of mysterious communication. The deity, in his revelations to man, adopted the use of material images for the purposes of enforcing sublime truths, and Christ taught by symbols and parables. This mysterious knowledge of the Druids was embodied in signs and symbols. Taliesin, describing his initiation, says, quote, "The secrets were imparted to me by the old giantess." That would be Serwedwen or Isis, without the use of audible language. And again he says, I am a silent proficient. We could understand that before writing was common among all, before an understanding of language was common to all, in opportunities where you might have audiences of mixed languages, say Aramaic, Hebrew, Greek, and others, the use of symbols transcends the language barrier. All can understand the symbols where some cannot understand the language. All can understand a spoken word in their own dialect where they might not be able to read or comprehend the written word. So these mysteries, being ancient in origin, point back to the time before the creation of languages. Even the Phoenicians, I mean, you look at the, go back to the Babylonians, look at the cuneiform script. So much has been written in cuneiform, so little has been translated and made available to us. But the Phoenicians themselves were at the bottom of most of the alphabets in use today. They didn't come on the scene early. They came on the scene in the middle periods. We've gone through that history of civilizations in the past. So symbology then is useful for communicating ideas to illiterate people, the ignorant and the unlearned, if you could say so. Initiation was a school. We know that we've heard the stories about how Plato went to Egypt and was initiated in the mysteries. Initiation was a school in which we were taught the truths of primitive revelation, the existence and attributes of one capital G God, the immortal of the capital S soul, rewards and punishment in a future life, the phenomena of capital N nature. Notice the capital N nature here. Nature's God and nature's law, you know. That goes right back to the Declaration of Independence. As I mentioned the other day, both Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson were Rosicrucians. Anyway, they knew well about this stuff. Again, initiation was a school in which we were taught the truths of primitive revelation, the existence and attributes of one God, the immortality of the soul, rewards and punishments in a future life, the phenomena of nature, the arts, the sciences, morality, legislation, philosophy, and philanthropy, and what we now style psychology and metaphysics, with animal magnetism and the other occult sciences. Much is going on in that one paragraph out of Morals and Dogma. You can see that as you, an adept, you could sit down and study this stuff for a lifetime. We'll be back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we can see and understand that it's really, really essential to the development of the mind, if you will, to adopt certain behaviors and habits and traditions to be able to go beyond the superficial experience that we see around ourselves on a day-to-day basis. There's so much more to our minds than that. Most people never even scratch at the door of their minds. They have very little understanding of what is the power that lies just behind your eyeballs. And there is a great power there. And these people, the Masons, have tapped into some of this. And they teach it step by step by step by step to those who will come back for more, always seeking more light. Do they have all of the light? Perhaps not. But certainly, they set people's feet on a path towards understanding things that are greater than just that which lies beyond their nose. Let's go a little further here. All the ideas of the priests of Hindustan, Persia, Syria, Arabia, Chaldea, Phoenicia were known to the Egyptian priests. The rational Indian philosophy, after penetrating Persia and Chaldea, gave birth to the Egyptian mysteries. We find that the use of hieroglyphics was preceded in Egypt by that of the easily understood symbols and figures from the mineral, animal, and vegetable kingdoms used by the Indians, the Persians, and the Chaldeans to express their thoughts. And this primitive philosophy was the basis of the modern philosophy of Pythagoras and Plato. All the philosophicals or philosophers and legislators that made antiquity illustrious, and that's capital A antiquity, you notice throughout the Declaration and throughout the Constitution, there is an almost random appearance of capitalizations. Where do they get that habit? Perhaps from this, or perhaps Albert Pike, writing later, was drawing from the example set by the Rosicrucians that penned the Constitution and others. But anyway, he does frequently throw in capitalizations that make you question why he did. But that made antiquity, capital A, illustrious. We're pupils of the initiation. Again, all the philosophers and legislators that made antiquity illustrious were pupils of the initiation, and all the beneficent modifications in the religions of the different people instructed by them were owing to their institution and extension of the capital M mysteries. In the chaos of popular superstitions, those capital M mysteries alone kept man from lapsing into absolute brutishness. Now, certainly many would say that during the Dark Ages, man had a lid snapped down over the top of him, the rise of Roman Catholicism, if you will, and that their lives in the feudal system were nasty, brutish, oft-times dreadfully short. But there was a time prior to that when we walked in greater light in the mysteries. Again, those mysteries alone kept man from lapsing into absolute brutishness. I would say that the United Nations and the Global East would like to have us descend into absolute brutishness and set aside the illumination from the 1500s that we received. And later, Zoroaster and Confucius drew their doctrines from the mysteries. Clemens of Alexandria, speaking of the great mysteries, says, "Here ends all instruction. Nature and all things are seen and known," close quote. Had moral truths alone been taught, the initiate, capital I, the capital M mysteries could never have deserved nor received the magnificent eulogisms of the most enlightened men of antiquity, of Pindar, Plutarch, Socrates, Diodorus, Plato, Euripides, Socrates, Aristophanes, Cicero, Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, and others. Philosophers hostile to the sacerdotal true spirit, or historians devoted to the investigation of truth. Even I have to pay very close attention when I'm reading writings by Albert Pike. He uses words that you would just not ordinarily come across in a sentence. No, he says, all the sciences were taught there, and those oral or written traditions briefly communicated, which reached back to the first age of the world. Socrates said, in the Phaedo of Plato, quote, it well appears that those who established the mysteries, capital M, or secret assemblies of the initiated, were no contemptible personages, but men of great genius who in the early ages strove to teach us, under enigmas, that he who shall go to the invisible regions without being purified will be precipitated into the abyss, while he who arrives there, purged of the stains of this world and accomplished in virtue, will be admitted to the dwelling place of the deity. The initiated are certain to attain the company of the gods. Very interesting. That's that fellow that's sitting up there in a black robe when you're working through a traffic court. Prætextatus, proconsul of Achaia, a man endowed with all the virtues, said in the 4th century that to deprive the Greeks of those sacred mysteries which bound together the whole human race would make life insupportable. Of course, today they would say unsustainable. Initiation was considered to be a mystical death, a descent into the infernal regions, where every pollution and the stains and imperfections of a corrupt and evil life were purged away by fire and water. And you could just see Jorge Busch lying in the coffin with a ribbon tied around his tally pole. And the perfect epot was then said to be regenerated, newborn, restored to a renovated existence of life, light, and purity, and placed under the divine protection. Capital D, capital P. Refer again to the Declaration of Independence and our constitutions. A new language was adapted to these celebrations, and also a language of hieroglyphics, unknown to any but those who had received the highest degree. Capital D, by the way. And to them, ultimately, were confined the learning, the morality, and the political power of every people among which the mysteries were practiced. So effectually was the knowledge of the hieroglyphics of the highest degree hidden from all but a favored few, that in process of time their meaning was entirely lost, and none could interpret them. If the same hieroglyphics were employed in the higher as in lower degrees, they had a different and more abstruse and figurative meaning. It was pretended in later times that the sacred hieroglyphics and language were the same that were used by the celestial deities. Everything that could heighten the mystery of initiation was added, until the very name of the ceremony possessed a strange charm, and yet conjured up the wildest fears. The greatest rapture came to be expressed by that word that signified to pass through the mysteries, that great word. So we see and understand a little bit about these Masons, the things that they have in their minds. This isn't exactly the sort of stuff that you get down at the Baptist church, although your Baptist minister may himself be a high degree Mason. This isn't the sort of stuff that you teach to the initiate. This information is reserved to the adept. At what state or at what degree a Mason would have access to the writings of Albert Pike for general consumption and perusal is not known to me. The priesthood, back to morals and dogma again, possessed one-third of Egypt. Shall we say that again? The priesthood possessed one-third of Egypt. They gained much of their influence by means of the mysteries. How much of Europe and England, all of Western Europe and England, how much was possessed by the priesthood? How much today on the surface of the planet is possessed by the priesthood? How much land is held by the Vatican? How much land is held by that high priestess, the Queen, the Holy Mother there over in England? I just asked that question to you. I haven't the answer. Again, the priesthood possessed one-third of Egypt. They gained much of their influence by means of the mysteries and spared no means to impress the people with a full sense of their importance. Self-important, self-appointed priests. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
And certainly there's very little to be gained by not knowing the material that we're talking about, at least in a peripheral standpoint. Because if you don't know the enemy, if you will, I mean, if we can even call it enemy. But if you don't know the enemy's ways, if you don't know the guile and the craft of the change agent, then how will you recognize it when it comes upon you? So back to this little text here, The Morals and Dogma, page 374 of my hardbound copy. Again, we pick it up here, the doctrines of a future state. No, do I want to do that? No. Let's go back. I'm going to repeat something. They represented them as the beginning of a new life of reason and virtue. The beginning of a new life of reason and virtue. You know, oftentimes, at least before the computer snafu, I start the broadcast off with this phrase, that if you cannot recall or do not remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. What is this idea of the pursuit of happiness? Where did it come from? Why was it inserted into the Declaration of Independence? Why does the Declaration of Independence use capitalizations much the same way as Albert Pike uses it in his writings? Did he copy it from the Rosicrucians that wrote these documents, or is this just the way that they do things? Good question. But what's really peculiar is that they capitalize the same sorts and same oft-times words. And so, back in here, what is this idea of the beginning of a new life of reason and virtue? Well, if you've studied, as I have, the happiness principle, if you understand who Sir Francis Hutcheson is in his writings out of Edinburgh, Scotland, Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, if you can understand who he is, and if you understand that what he's basically doing in all of that is moving into a new life of reason and virtue and of beneficence and benevolence and humanitarianism, which was a word, I believe, first used, coined by Auguste Comte, moving into altruism, certainly that is Auguste Comte's word, where you live for others, you know, doing it all for the children, this pursuit of happiness, moving into a new life, the beginning of a new life of reason and virtue, all these little loops start to come together. You start retying the Gordian knot. So continuing, they represented them as the beginning of a new life of reason and virtue. The initiated, or esoteric companions, the initiated, were said to entertain the most agreeable anticipations respecting death and eternity, to comprehend all the hidden mysteries of capital and nature, capitalized here just the same way it's capitalized in the Declaration, to have their souls restored to the original perfection from which man had fallen. This is that pre-Adamic state the Bible speaks of, and at their death to be born to the celestial mansions of the gods, that's New Testament, the doctrines of a future state of rewards and punishments formed a prominent feature in the mysteries. Makes you wonder whose mysteries we're dealing with when you hold the Bible in your hand. And they were also believed to assure much temporal happiness and good fortune. So we're back into the pursuit of happiness principle. And afford absolute security against the most imminent dangers by land and sea. Now we're back into Admiralty, maritime law, the idea of FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning program, all of the hazards by land and sea that can come on us and at us out of COP 15, Copenhagen. Public odium was cast on those who refused to be initiated. How dare you not be one of the initiated in the mysteries? How dare you? Public odium was cast on those who refused to be initiated. Public, of course, as opposed to private. Don't expect to go far in government if you're not initiated. They were considered profane, unworthy of public employment or private confidence. Profane. We have a young man, Jack Goodman, Senator Jack Goodman, running to replace U.S. Congressman Roy Blunt out of the 7th District himself. This young man, also a Mason, looking to be worthy of public employment and private confidence, and held to be of public, and held to be doomed to eternal punishment as impious. Either embrace Masonry or be held to eternal punishment as impious. To betray the secrets of the mysteries, to wear on the stage the dress of an initiate, or to hold the mysteries up to derision, was to incur death at the hands of public vengeance. Oh, yeah. These people are very serious about the things that they believe and the things that they teach. Incur death at the hands of public. It's not private, my friends. It's public. It's government. Public vengeance. It is certain that up to the time of Cicero, the mysteries still retained much of the original character of sanctity and purity. That's that little lambskin again. And at a later day, as we know, Nero, after committing a horrible crime, did not dare even in Greece to aid in the celebration of the mysteries. Nor, at a still later date, was Constantine, the Christian emperor, allowed to do so after his murder of his relatives. Everywhere and in all forms, the mysteries were funereal and celebrated the mystical death and restoration to life of some divine or heroic personage. And the details of the legend and the mode of the death varied in the different countries where the mysteries were practiced. And if you've seen the Zeitgeist films, you'll know about all of these ritual deaths and restorations that have been with us for some 6,500 years of man's history. Their explanations belong both to astronomy and mythology. Oh, yes, there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Always the heavens, always astronomy, always mythology. Low Earth orbiting satellites ruling us from afar. Whether Egypt originated the legend or borrowed it from India or Chaldea, it is now impossible to know. But the Hebrews received the mysteries from the Egyptians, and of course were familiar with their legend, known as it was to those Egyptian initiates, Joseph and Moses, or Yosef and Moshe. It was the fable, or rather the truth, clothed in allegory and figures of Osiris, the sun, the source of light, and principle of good. Those are all capitalized. And Typhon, the prince of darkness and evil. And so here we find the introduction of dualism into the Masonic mysteries. Again, the good and the evil, the brotherhood of darkness and the brotherhood of light. More light, always reaching for more light. None but rude, uncultivated intellects could long consider the sun and the stars and the powers of capital N nature here as capital D divine, or as fit objects of capital H human, capital W worship, human worship. And they will consider them so while the world lasts, and ever remain ignorant of the great spiritual truths of which these are the hieroglyphics and expressions. A brief summary of the Egyptian legend will serve to show the leading idea on which the mysteries among the Hebrews were based. Always back to those Hebrew boys. Of course, the Merovingian bloodlines, Holy Grail, Lincoln, Bajant, and Lay, Holy Blood and Grail. Anyway, I've got that book in my library and read it, studied it. Very interesting book about the Merovingians, which the queen thinks she's part of. Maybe she is. Osiris, said to have been an ancient king of Egypt, was the sun, and Isis, his wife, the moon. And his history recounts in poetical and figurative style the annual journey of the great luminary of heavens. Well, that just about ties it up for today, folks. We'll have to pick it up again on Monday. Till then, good day and good weekend.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.